And the Dara Perek Yud Mishnah Vav. Shomeris Yavam, Bein LeYavam Echad, Bein LeShnei Yavam. A Shomeris Yavam is somebody whose husband died without children. And now the surviving brother has to do either Chalitza or Yibam. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yefer. Rabbi Eliezer said the Yavam could be made for her Nedarim. If she is a Shomeris Yavam Min HaNesuin, she was already married before her husband died, then the Yavam could be made for alone. If she is a Shomeris Yavam in an Erison, she was not married yet before her husband died, then the Yavam could be made for together with the father, as the father still has reshus over her since she wasn't married yet. Now, even though we don't know which one of the Yavamin will do the Yibam, we are talking about over here where one of the Yavamin did a Mimer, which is Kedusha Kesef. Now, even though to do Yibam can only be done with Bia, but Mimer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Kedusha Kesef, is also a kinyan by Yavama min HaTorah. So therefore, since the one who did Mimer is going to be the one who does the Yibam, he could be the one to be made for her Nedarim. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Le'echad Avolo Lishnayim. Rabbi Yeshua says, if there's only one surviving brother, then he could be made for the Nedarim. As Rabbi Yeshua holds Yesh Zika, there is a connection between the Shomeris Yavam and the Yavam, which would give him the right to be made for the Nedarim. But if there are two surviving brothers, then neither one of them could be made for Nedarim, as even though one of them did Mimer, Rabbi Shulhal's Mimer is not Kona Minatora, so therefore he doesn't have a right to be made for the Nedarim. Since Minatora, he is not necessarily the one who is going to do Yibam. Rabbi Akiva Aymer lo le'echad v'lo le'shnayim. Rabbi Akiva says whether there's one or two surviving brothers, it does not matter. They can't be made for the Nedarim, as Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Zika. There is no connection between the Yavam and the Yavama Minatora, and he also holds Mimer is not Koina Minatora, so therefore the Yavam cannot be made for her Nedarim. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Ma'im Isha Shekana Hu La'atzmo, Harehu Mefer Nedarim. Rabbi Eliezer said, just like we find by an Isha that you acquired by yourself, that you did a Kedushin to, you could be made for her Nedarim together with the Av. Isha Shehiknu Lo Min HaShemayim, Eino Din Sheyafer Nedarim. An Isha that the Torah acquired for you, a Yavama, certainly you should be able to be made for her Nedarim, as the kinyan that the Torah acquired for you is a stronger kinyan than a kinyan you made yourself. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva lo. Rabbi Akiva told him that's not the case. Im amarta b'isha shekanu hu la'atzmo, she'ein la'acherim barishus. If you're talking about an isha that you acquired for yourself, that's different because nobody else has any schus over her. Toimar b'isha shehiknu lo min hashamayim, sheyesh la'acherim barishus. As opposed to a yavama that the Torah acquired for you, that other people also have a schus over her, the other surviving brothers. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said to him, Akiva, Farecha b'shnei yavamim. You're talking about where there are two surviving brothers. Ma tameshiv ayavam echad. How are you going to respond in a case where there's only one surviving brother? Then Rabbi Eliezer would be correct that he should be able to be made for the Nedarim, since it's a stronger kinyan than even the kinyan of an arusa to an arus. Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva told him, Ein hayavama gemura liyavam, kishem shaha arusa gemura liisha. The connection between a yavama and a yavam is not as strong as the connection between an arusa and an arus, and the raya is that an arusa who is mezana, even before the nesuin, she is chayav misa, as opposed to a yavama who is mezana before the yibam, she is not chayev misa. Sachet nedarim perek yud mishnah zayin. Ha'omer le'ishto, somebody who says to his wife, Koha nedarim she tidori mikan at she'avo mimakom ploni, harehen kayamin, lo amar klo. All the nedarim that you make from now until I return from a certain place should be kayam. I am confirming these nedarim, as once a person is mekayam a neder, he no longer could be made for the neder. This is nothing, as he cannot be mekayam nedarim that she has not yet made, as it is considered a kiyam betos, as it is certainly possible that she will make nedarim that he won't be pleased with. Harehen mufarim, if he says all the nedarim that you make from now until I return from this place should be mufar, Rabbi Eliezer Omer mufar. Rabbi Eliezer says he could be made for nedarim that she has not yet made. V'chachamim oimrim eino mufar. The Chachamim say he cannot be made for nedarim that his wife has not yet made. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Im Hefer Nidarim Shabo Leklau Isser, Lo Yefer Nidarim Shalo Bo Leklau Isser, if the Baal could be made for Nidarim that his wife made that have already been Chal and have already become Usser, certainly he should be able to be made for Nidarim that have not yet been made and that have not yet become Usser. Amru lo harehu oimer, isha yikimenu ve'isha yifirenu. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Eliezer, it says in the Pasuk that the Baal has the right to be Mekayim Nedarim and to be Mefer Nedarim, and the Torah writes the two together, so therefore we have to compare them as Sheba leklau hakim, ba leklau hafer, lo ba leklau hakim, lo ba leklau hafer. A neder that the Baal has the right to be Mekayim, meaning a neder that she has already made, that is the type of neder that the Baal has the right to be Mefer. But a neder that he has no right to be Mekayim, a neder that she has not yet made, as we saw, the Baal cannot be Mekayim Nedarim that his wife has not yet made, that type of neder he also has no right to be Mefer, since the Torah compares Hakama to Afara.